Whiskey, diapers, zombies. Just another weekend in Pittsburgh. It's all on this week's 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast. It's Social Club for Friday, August 28th, 2015. I'm Josh Brawlerson from 90.5 WESA. And once again, joining us with her sunny disposition and her thoughts on things that you should do this weekend in Pittsburgh is Yelp Pittsburgh's Rachel Carlson. Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
How are things going with you?
Good. They're going great.
Okay, moving on.
I know. I was just thinking about my weekend.
Like,
was
one word answer to my question.
Okay, great. Thanks. Bye.
No, I'm sorry. Tell me about your weekend.
It was super low key, so I was kind of embarrassed because I didn't really. I went to the pool.
Nice.
I went to a.
You got
to
do that every once in a while.
A baby shower. Just
baby shower doesn't sound that low key. I've seen some of those.
They
from
go
a safe
on
distance.
Forever.
Yeah.
I mean, you've probably never been. Have you been to the diaper parties? That's like a big thing for dudes now. Yeah.
Okay.
So
no, I don't know what that is.
You bring a package of diapers and maybe a beer or two or five, and you drink and probably complain about impending
until
fatherhood.
So you become incontinent and you need a diaper? Is that the idea?
Totally.
What do the diapers have to do with it?
Well, you bring packages of diapers.
Oh,
so
I see.
That you,
as
you
that's
go
your gift
a lot.
For the yeah. for the father to be.
Yes. You've never heard of this?
No.
There's also sprinkles, which are second showers. So it's not enough to just have one shower for the one kid.
This is out of control.
The second kid, you can have a sprinkle now, apparently.
Okay. All right. What's a sprinkle?
It's the
shower, but less.
For the second kid.
Okay.
So a shower is for the first kid, and a shower was traditionally you just had a shower for the first kid and nothing for the second. Like they were whatever.
Because the expectation is it'll be handed down.
Yes. But not anymore.
But for our modern consumer
base, yes.
Toddler consumer, yes. Everything must be new.
Yep.
So it's interesting. I'm learning a lot.
I know you are.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you. How about you?
Very little. Very, very little.
Low key weekend for both of us.
Definitely.
Good.
Yeah. And it was a nice weekend for it.
Oh my gosh. I was just driving down here today thinking about we had a crappy June.
Mm-hmm.
But this summer has been pretty awesome in terms of July and August
really
and the weather.
Really pretty chill, yeah.
And
I'm enjoying it.
It's not – I mean, there's been some hot days, but for the most part, it's just been beautiful and sunny and temperate and wonderful.
Yeah.
So I kind of am a little worried about it not lasting.
Fingers crossed it's going to hold up into this weekend, and it better because there's great things to do, right?
Yes. Obviously, there are a lot of great things to do. First up I have is Comedy Fest. So
nice.
I feel as if I am surrounded by a lot of very funny people. And I feel like Pittsburgh has a lot of really fantastic comics that
certainly.
I just think are moving up in the ranks. And so this Comedy Fest has been going on for a couple years now. And so Thursday through Sunday, you can catch a bunch of different local comics as well as national comics who were voted on. I actually had a chance to vote on a couple people to participate this year, which was really mm-hmm. awesome. And so Todd Glass is a really big one. He'll be...
Oh, Todd Glass is awesome.
Yeah. So he'll be here the
big,
27th
big
and 28th. Name. Right? Are you surprised?
A little bit. Yeah. I didn't realize it was that big of a deal.
And Bombardo, which is part of Aubrey Plaza's from Park and Recreation.
Yeah, yeah.
She has a whole troupe of gals that do comedy as well. And just a full lineup of things Thursday through Sunday. Get your tickets because they are not guaranteed. It's
not
a small
bad.
Theater.
What was the venue again? I missed
it. It is at PICT Classic Theater.
Ah, yes. Pittsburgh
in Oakland.
Irish
yes.
Classical Theater.
Yes. Yes.
Very good.
So a smaller venue, so you're going to want to get your tickets there fast, but it's going to be a really fun weekend and funny weekend, I would say, too. Lots of programming, so check out the on Yelp.com and then check out the website from there.
Indeed.
Yes. And then we also, in exciting whiskey news, so Wiggle Whiskey has had, obviously, tons of really great success, but the one thing that everyone said when they first started is that they don't have, quote, real whiskey.
What? Who says that?
Because you have to age the whiskey,
blah, blah, blah.
You know,
yeah,
it's only clear whiskey, blah, blah, blah.
There are so many, labeling laws, apparently. That
I know.
Seems like that's like 80% of the work they do is just finding ways around labeling laws.
Labeling laws in the way that people complain about you're not real or that you don't do this or you don't do that.
Purity because, trolls.
Yes. Yeah. So the very exciting news is that they have been 3 years in the making, have straight whiskey now. So
all right.
From the barrel, 3 years in the making, and they're doing a release party, which is pretty awesome because it's called Straight Whiskey, and they're pairing with the Persad Center, which supports the LGBTQ, and now I'm not remembering the other two letters, I-D-I-A. There's like two other extra letters.
I have to look that up.
Yes, but it's for a good cause, which is awesome. They're going to be raising money for that. They're going to have music. They're going to have Leona's ice cream sandwiches, which are delicious. Mm-hmm. Berg Bike Cart, which is also delicious.
Superb.
Have them one after the other. Dessert before the main course.
Wait, what's the order? Whiskey as an aperitif? And
yes.
Then, wait, aperitif is before, right?
Aperitif is after.
It's after.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yes.
So you
want to
eat the Berg Bites, and then you have dessert,
mm-hmm.
and then you have a little dram.
Or you have
a chaser,
a teaser of whiskey before, and it just starts the mood
just
off.
Just make
right.
a whiskey sandwich.
Yes.
Shots on both sides.
Yes. I think that sounds amazing and delicious. And what's great is it's only $5. So
wow.
a lot of fun at the Barrel House on the north side. And then we also have a funny troupe of people coming in, too. So speaking of Pittsburgh Comedy Fest, we also have Second City coming in.
Heard of them.
To the
Heard
Pittsburgh
yeah.
Public Theater. And Second City boasts a lot of really great SNLers, which mm-hmm. I am a huge fan of. So Tina Fey, Steve Carell, Stephen Colbert. Actually, Jason
will not be performing in Pittsburgh, we should make clear.
Okay, they will yeah. not be performing in Pittsburgh, but I will confirm that Jason Sudeikis toured with Second City and came here years ago when he was with Second City.
Okay.
And my friend hung out with him, and I am forever jealous. But you may see some rising stars. Regardless, you're going to see a lot of really great talent, funny. I've seen it a ton.
You should show up and take notes because you're not going to know any of the people that you see. But
you
like 3 or 4 years from now, you're going to be like, I saw that guy.
I saw you. Yeah. And if someone says they're in Second City and they want to grab a drink, go for it because you never know. That's the moral.
What are you
of the
suggesting
story.
Here?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Just be safe. We also, if you want to keep it low key, we have the Arts Festival on Walnut. I love Shadyside. They do so many great things in their neighborhood.
Yeah.
A lot of great programming, and they have the Arts Festival, which has been going on for I think over 20 some years. Oh, you know what? 19th annual. So almost 20, and you can check out great art. I think it's a great time to dabble in maybe buying your first piece. A lot of art galleries over there, as well as sidewalk sales and obviously food. And then, Josh, we have the Zombie Cocktail Party.
Sounds good.
Which is going on Saturday.
And is this like a zombie cocktail, or is it a cocktail party for zombies?
I think it could be either. I think you could really go for either. Well, what's great is that Maggie's Farm mm-hmm. Rum.
Yeah.
Have you had it before?
Yes.
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be celebrating. They won a Best in Show at the American Craft Spirits Association in 2015. So it's a big deal. They're going to be celebrating that with their second annual zombie cocktail party. And it is actually going to be held under the 31st Street Bridge, which is pretty cool.
Sure. Why not?
And obviously, we have good weather. It's going to be a fun party. Dress as your favorite zombie.
It should be in the Monroeville Mall.
It's true. But do you want to go out to Monroeville and drink rum?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's
where they shot the Dawn of the Dead? One of the Dead movies. In the Monroeville
Night of the
Mall.
Living Dead was out towards
Yeah, that was out in the country, but the one of the sequels, one of the like,
yes.
70s.
Was in the Monroeville Mall. And
yeah.
they have a Night of the Living Dead store in Lawrenceville. Have you ever passed that?
No.
I think
Wait,
it's
not
Night
the
of Living...
there's like a zombie supply store, is that what you're talking about?
I thought it was
zombie preparedness kits and that kind of thing.
I thought it was a zombie store / Night of the Living Dead
perhaps.
Museum / We're
probably thinking of the same thing.
All of your apocalyptic needs. I don't know. I watched.
There can't be two different zombie-themed stores in Lawrenceville. Or can there?
I think there can. It's Lawrenceville. You could have one in Lower, one in Upper.
Point taken. Yeah.
Call it a day.
Just call it the Zombie Retail District.
I watched Fear the Walking Dead this weekend. So
oh, how was it?
It was good.
Yeah.
I think I miss Daryl, my love,
yeah.
And Rick
well, it's none
and
of
crew.
The same characters, is it?
It's not. But, I mean, I don't know. It's good. It's interesting because I read an article about it first, mm-hmm. and they were saying that it'll be interesting for us to watch it as viewers of The Walking Dead, knowing what happens and watching them figuring it out. And you're mm-hmm. like, no, you have to shoot mm-hmm. them in the head, but then they just shoot them in the chest. And
right. Oh, newbies.
I know. Do you watch the show?
Walking Dead?
Yes.
Not lately. I watched the first, like, 3 seasons, I think.
Oh, man, yeah. Josh. You're not committed to shows. You just, like, fall off.
I'm kind of a dilettante. Or Dang. At least, I don't know. You could put that on me, or you could put that on the show veering off track.
Okay.
But that's an argument we'll have to have some other time.
I stick with it. Yeah.
So in the Walking Dead prequel universe, mm-hmm. are any of the zombies ambulance-chasing lawyers trying to make good?
Total fail. It's okay.
The moment passed me by.
Well, I think what you will get is some less gross zombies. So it just depends on what you kind of.
Oh, play. That's right, because they're fresher.
Yes,
that makes
fresh.
Sense. Yeah, that's interesting.
It's ridiculous to talk about this, but we have to be prepared in yeah. case of
All right,
a zombie
well, so
apocalypse.
We covered that.
Yes,
good.
And then we also have Petal PGH 2015, which I know you have been a participant in.
Sure have.
And
it is a thing where you ride a bike around.
Didn't you strap your kids on the back one time?
And... Yeah, a couple times. Well, the first time we did it with the trailer, mm-hmm. and then last year we did it with the tag along. So one kid's pedaling,
aww,
and the other kids, and now both are on their own two wheelers. So
are you going to be doing it this year?
I don't know. Maybe. It seemed like last year it was really easy to just show up and register on the spot.
Yeah,
there's
like
no ceiling on how many people they can take, as far as I can tell.
It seems pretty cool in the sense where it's basically come and bike around Pittsburgh and they'll give you
yep.
directions around where you'd want to go, and you can have stop off points and maybe at a beer place or something, yeah. you know. Sounds cool though. Mm-hmm. And it's $15 to $50 just depending on what you want to register for. But obviously we've made a lot of headway in the bike situation in mm-hmm. Pittsburgh, and I think it's a good time to get out, especially this weekend with the beautiful weather.
No doubt.
So that wraps things up. Watch for the zombie
is that
apocalypse.
Is that
soon.
All you got?
Oh my gosh, come on. There's a lot going on.
All right, bikes, zombies.
Bikes, zombies, comedy, whiskey.
Yeah, wow. Okay. Lots not necessarily going on. In that order.
Yeah. I know. Not. Don't do the whiskey.
All of the above.
Don't do the whiskey and the rum and then the biking.
Do it all.
No.
Do it all at once.
Okay. Just be safe. Wear a helmet.
Thanks for that disclaimer. Rachel Carlson, thank you again for stopping by.
Of course.